Evacuated Napier residents have been returning to calculate the damage to their flood-drenched homes, Hawke's Bay Civil Defence says. After assessing 225 homes, 30 have been found not fit to live in. Rachel McGrath and her family have been forced to stay at a temporary evacuation centre and expect to be there until Friday at least. She told our reporter Harry Locke an initial inspection of the property doesn't look good.
My partner just went to the house and, yeah, it's not looking great for anything. He said the house is pretty ruined. Everything's destroyed by the water. Yeah, and everything's kind of flooded out. But it's a bit devastating, but, yeah, we all kind of got there together.
Yeah, what's happened since? So a lot of help from friends and family, I guess.
Oh, yeah, everyone's been absolutely amazing. My son's daycare, they put a food parcel together for us, and my boss has offered to let us use the washing machines and blankets at work and things like that. All my family have been offering to take care of the children, and yeah, so there's been just heaps of help through Red Cross and Civil Defence and things like that, so it's been absolutely amazing.
Are there still some worries? I guess you've still got kind of a lot of things to sort.
Yeah, just mainly cars and getting to work and things like that, because, I mean, that all counts towards the future as well, and our insurance company on our vehicle have said that they don't actually cover floods, so yeah, so we've got to try and figure that out, but we'll get there. If we can get through this, we can get through anything, really, I guess. So.
That's certainly true. I mean, it is just one of those sorts of acts of God, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's beyond anyone's control. We've just got to go with it and learn for next time, I guess.
Do you have house insurance? Is your house going to be kind of all the property inside it?
We live with my partner's parents, and they have contents insurance, so yeah. So there'll just be some of our things that won't be covered, but mainly I think we're pretty sorted.
That was frustrating.
And that is Napier resident Rachel McGrath speaking to our reporter Harry Locke. The Mayor, Kirsten Wise, has given RNZ an update and says there are now 35 homes that are not fit to live in.